This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Koga, K-O-G-A, first name David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth July 3rd, 1955, date of evaluation June 29th, 2022, chief complaint pre-op left total knee replacement. The patient is a 66-year-old male who is just a few days short of his 67th birthday, who is now seen for preoperative evaluation. He stated that he is a bike rider and injured his left ankle in a fall in August/September of 2021, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment. However, he continued with clicking and pain involving the knee, period. He noted that at times the pain was throbbing, but at other times it was dull, period. He noted that his symptoms of pain were exacerbated by his ADL. Pain is localized to the lateral aspect of the left knee, period. He stated that this had not improved with medications, period. He noted that his knee appeared and unstable, period. He had tried anti-inflammatory medication, icing, rest, and elevation, period. There was minimal improvement with NSAID, period. He has had difficulty sleeping due to throbbing pain in the knee, especially when they come into contact with the affected side, period. He was initially scheduled for surgery for May 16, 2022, period. The past medical history is significant for his left knee pain, otherwise unremarkable. Past surgical history, right ankle surgery, medications, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, my brother had CVA, a second brother had diabetes, a sister also had diabetes. Social history, he is a prior smoker who quit 6 months ago, period. He denies history of substance abuse, period. The review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, weight loss or weight gain. Musculoskeletal as per HPI, review of systems otherwise unremarkable. He did report mild dyspnea, worsened with exertion on walking uphill only, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 137/72, pulse of 72, respiratory rate of 20, height 68 inches, weight 226 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, the extremities reveal trivial edema involving the right lower extremity. There is moderate tenderness of the left knee at the medial joint line, period. There is mild tenderness of the quadriceps tendon, mild tenderness of the quadriceps tendon, period. There is mild tenderness of the lateral patellar retinaculum, period. MRI medial meniscus reveals intermediate signal alteration along the posterior horn and body with blunting and fraying of the free edge, likely degenerative, suspected of free edge tearing and meniscal degeneration, period. No fluid linear signal extending to the articular margin suggestive of a frank tear, period. On the lateral meniscus, there is maceration of the posterior horn and body and degenerative intrasubstance signal within the anterior horn, period. Ligaments. Anterior cruciate ligament, there is a chronic complete tear of the ACL. Medial and collateral ligaments, chronic low-grade sprain. There is full thickness cartilage loss and fissuring along the posterior and central weight-bearing femoral condyle extending approximately 1.5 by 0.9 centimeter in the AP direction, period. The EKG demonstrate sinus rhythm of 69 beats per minute and is otherwise normal. The impression, this is a 66-year-old male with chronic pain, left knee pain, who is found to have a tear involving the medial meniscus, period. The patient is noted to have a chronic complete tear of the ACL, period. Patient is currently scheduled for left total knee replacement, period. He has no additional increased cardiac risk, period. He does have history of he has family history of CVA and diabetes, but patient has no personal history of diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, coronary artery disease or dysrhythmia, period. He has a normal ECG, period. As such, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient David Koga.